And I hope y'all are. This episode, we're going to talk about Alice H. Parker, the mother of the modern day heating system. Crazy. That's what we do. We just look up stuff like this. We fills out stuff like this. This is the kind of joint that we do. This is what I do on my show, Live at the Oasis. I just look up this kind of stuff because we need this sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Everyday stuff. You go, yo, I wonder who thought of that. Bow. A black female thought of this one right here. Heating system. Crazy story behind it. New Jersey, what up? I always say this, and I'm going to say this again. Do your research. Look this stuff up. You know what I'm saying? I could be missing some things. I could be over-exaggerating some things. One thing for sure, I'm saying it to put it out there in the air. So, yeah, go look this stuff up as far as this go, and I hope y'all enjoy this right here. Yes, hey, this, that, woo. Anyway, man, hey, rest in peace to Luther. I don't know. When I realized that there was like a that always for love joint was a semi, I want to get back together song. All you ever hear is like for always for, yeah, you always hear that, so you just like, yo, that's a dope sentiment. I'ma be here for always, forever, for love. You know, I ain't know it was. But anyway, it's still a dope song. You know, it's still a love song. You know what I'm saying? That's still the joint. You know what I'm saying? That's the, you know, it ain't like it's the, what was the Black Street joint? Don't say goodbye. Let's just say goodnight. He was like, I'ma throw the joint at you. You know what I'm saying? And change your mind. Like, yo, that's some real, like, I know I'm wrong. But if I do this right here, you'll be okay. We'll be good. It'll be dope if I just hit you off with this right here. You'll be alright. You know what I'm saying? Crazy. But anyway, this is what we do, man. It's Live at the Oasis. We done slowed it down. We got real slowy with it. But that does not mean we do not still keep it up with the program. Cause you know what the program is, man. Y'all know what time it is. Let me get down to it like this. Hold on. Take it from the top. All the way to the beginning. Let's go. This moment in black history. Yeah. What we gonna talk about today, tonight, what we gonna hit y'all off with right now? Alice H. Parker. You know what I'm saying? She is the inventor. She has the patent for the gas furnace. You know what I'm saying? From out there in New Jersey. And she was like, yo, these Jersey joints is too cold for all this fireplace stuff. And she came up with a thing, came up with a little joint where, like, she put the air ducts in. And she was like, yo, and then we got the heat going through the rooms. And she was moderating the temperature a little bit. Boom, boom. And all that, and it was, you know, that's how I get down, word. And it was just crazy that's how that happened, you know what I'm saying? Like, she got the, matter of fact, she got the patent 2 days before Christmas in 1919. You know what I'm saying? Like, this whole gas thing ain't even really that old, man. It's just over 100 years, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, and... yeah, it had its flaws back then because you couldn't regulate, like, the heat, because, like, now you got the furnace, so you can't mess with the stove, and then sometimes it was a health risk because you're breathing in that stuff. So by 1939, a lot of extra changes were made, alterations were made, things made better to circulate the air. But all that comes from the mind of Alice H. Parker, black female out in Jersey. Crazy. You know what I'm saying? Just, yo. It was, yo. Yo, I mean, it wasn't even developed. They ain't even had that thing that had, like, yo, we gonna use gas to, they ain't even had that back then. Like, yo, like, genius, man, genius. I don't know. Don't, y'all know how I say, man. Don't just listen to me say it. Go out here and do the research. Look it up. Google it. Wikipedia. Talk to somebody super old enough to remember it. Bring the beat back. You know what I mean? Just somebody, just, you know, talk to somebody. Don't talk to everybody though, because some people, you know, they everybody don't know anything. You know what I'm saying? For real. You know, they just don't. That's just, you know, you know, there's still people, I don't know, man. Just don't ask anybody, because they definitely, first thing they gonna tell you, it wasn't a female. Nah, that couldn't have been a female who thought about that. That's the first thing. Then you be like, it's a black chick, and they be like, what? Oh, really? No, you tripping? Oh man, nah. Mm-mm. So, but it was, check it out, look it up. This that moment for black history, American history. Black history is every day. It's always out here. Just the smallest stuff. It ain't gotta be crazy, mind you. Everybody ain't gotta sit around on a podium and watch it. You know what I'm saying? At the Lincoln Monumental joint and met the monument and be like, yo, I had a dream. Everybody ain't, you know what I mean? It's just the small things sometimes that make a major impact, you know what I mean? So yo, this is what we do. We got some more joints to play. We gonna get into it. It ain't gonna be a commercial this time. We gonna just slide right into it. I'm just vibing right here. This that beat right here. What? Yo, anyway, man, another one of my joints. I need to get back into the grind, man. I was looking at a joint with Ninth Wonder, and they was doing a joint from the Nauticus Bob James sample. And they was like, yo, who gonna flip these samples? For Snoop. Snoop was gonna be the guy. Snoop and Ninth Wonder was working together to find a guy who was gonna flip the sample. Snoop was gonna rhyme to it. Yo, I'm like, man, it's been a while since I really just got down and got into some beats, and it was some dope joints. So I gotta get back into it, man. I know ain't none of this got nothing to do with an anniversary, but it's the Black History part, so I can say almost anything I wanna say at this point, you know? It's outside of the anniversary loop. You know what I mean? But we're gonna get back into this music stuff. Let's go.